Hi everyone, Scene Made here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Gary. He didn't give me a topic with his request, so I wanted to talk about women's need to control all male spaces, both real and virtual, as well as cultural. It's always been about making sure that women always know what is being said about them in formerly male spaces, that are physical and now more. I think we have to make a distinction though. Bars, pubs, and coffee shops were taken back by women in the 19th and 20th century. Men's smoking rooms and business clubs, too. The YMCA, or Young Men's Centers of America as well, are now co-ed. But that's not what this video is about. It's more about the mental male spaces, i.e. comic books, video games, sports, movies, and culture in general, on the internet. So when did I first start seeing women invading the space en masse? In 2010, a bunch of nerdy guys that I knew, one of which I went to school with, suddenly started getting attractive gamer girls. They were following them that were thin, attractive, and normal. Before that, gamer girls were generally overweight ogres with ovaries. They would lose at their local Ferengi beauty pageant. Suddenly, everything had changed. They realized that men were online on a place without female supervision. And some of those men were successful and somewhat good-looking nerds. Especially in the early 2010s, when they had many men working for tech startups like Facebook and Google, making six figures. So women started entering fields that would have been for nerdy losers before around 2005. I first really thought about this back in 2014 while watching a 20-year-old woman playing a game that was very similar to Command & Conquer from 1996. But it was with pink and purple units on the board that looked all girly. They replaced the tanks from older versions. I was red-pilled at the time and saw how women were now enjoying what men first enjoyed almost 20 years before. Since that time, culture has definitely changed. For example, Minecraft, the most popular game of all time, has no woke cutscenes in it, and none of the characters say anything. You can't be political if you don't speak. It's hard to make something like that woke, no matter how many women you have working for the company. Lego isn't woke for the most part either, and it just lets you use your imagination. The best creators that build original things are mostly males there, because they have the most creativity and construct those most beautiful things. Also, because it's an individual activity instead of a group activity, women can't necessarily infiltrate it. Men are adapting to women entering gaming by creating male spaces with only one person in them, themselves. I don't buy Lego sets and I buy most of it used or just the parts that I want. But the Lego stores, the shelves were bare before Christmas, so it's more popular than ever. As for Star Wars and Star Trek, they weren't so lucky, because the characters can speak and women write female characters to say crazy things these days. Also, the so-called female fans of these franchises, were they fans of Star Wars in the late 80s, early 90s like I was? Forget about it. Or Star Trek in the late 80s when The Next Generation came out? Definitely not, because there was no money in it or status. I had to go to garage sales to pick up toys because there was no merchandise back then, and it was mostly stuff from Return of the Jedi. Occasionally, I'd go and buy carded figures which are now worth hundreds of dollars each. This is way before 1996, when they made new figures and re-released the films. I always saw the attractive female fans of sports, gaming, and geek culture with tons of suspicion, even before I was red-pilled. They seemed like a mirage that was too good to be true when I first saw them, like they weren't even real. But a lot of the thirsty geeks never suspected any ulterior motives. They fell for the chameleon routine. Sure, many women can start their own gaming and toy channels on YouTube, but they don't have the depth and popularity of men, even with the algorithm on their side. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to in the 80s and 90s, girls at school never liked baseball, science fiction, and video games clown world show. The good news is that right now, there are no more male spaces to invade, except the individual man's ones. I also think that women might be wrecking the West subconsciously, forcing the men with means to flee to other countries, by destroying Western ones. But why, you ask? Well, because as more men retreat into their own personal space and do whatever they want, women can't identify them easily. Then those women follow them to places like Thailand and try and join expat communities because they're starting to see that single men are moving overseas and making Western money in the East and living the good life. They're no doubt trying to latch onto them in a foreign land. I spoke to one woman recently that was exploring Bali for that same reason. We're also now running into more women than ever that are solo travelers, looking for men that are solo travelers as well. I ran into one such woman in Budapest that didn't actually take no for an answer, and wanted me to come back to her hotel room, and was aggressive about it. I ran into yet another one when I was at Red Rock Canyon just outside of Vegas. Waiting to go through customs in Serbia recently, I was surrounded by tons of Western women living there as expats, probably looking for the average Serbian man that stands at almost at 6 feet tall. But women like that are usually pissed off, because the local women in those areas are much more attractive than they are. I find it ironic that in women's attempt to identify the attractive men by destroying their own countries, they have sent such men into the arms of more feminine and attractive women overseas with regards to things like the passport bros, and have now lost them forever. With regards to geek culture, there are chameleons that have figured out that a man being a fan of collectibles and comic books means that he has disposable income, and a lot of it is spent on plastic garbage for the most part. But some fan collectors like myself have collections that are worth substantial amounts of money. They also dress up in cosplay to get more male attention and post the pictures on social media, which is a way to gain more followers and likes. All these things have now become mainstream, not like in the 1990s. I also know one guy that works on new Star Trek shows. He mocked me for watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine back in the 90s. And now he's happy getting his picture taken on the set of Star Trek Woke Discovery. Now it's status to work on a show like that. Before it wasn't unless you were a super fan. I think that if you're a game or toy developer and you want to keep feminists from spreading their propaganda into your product, you need to make things and experiences that don't have any speaking in them. I guess I spoke too soon because I just found this on Twitter. Kylie wants you to go out with her on a Lego date. With some guy spending hundreds or thousands of dollars a month on Lego, that's a lot of money to point towards spending on her. Maybe Kiri, the guy that donated for this video, might like Kylie here. Another thing I've noticed about women in the manosphere in general is that earlier on, they would try and take it over and be gynocentric, and then watch their male audience leave. But the latest women I've been seeing coming in are definitely avoiding pissing men off. They're seeming to be a lot more compassionate than their predecessors. Don't they understand that it just makes them look more suspicious with their intentions when they act out of their normal character? But for some of them, it's actually worked to get the access of male influencers. Think Brittany Venti with Think Before You Sleep. I have about half a dozen fangirls and half act poorly, and the other half are always on their best behavior. 5 to 10 years ago, they all would have acted horribly. Treating men nicely does work, though. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. So why invade these virtual and cultural male spaces? I believe that women are losing their minds wondering where all the good men have gone, and are beginning to realize that gaming and sports are competing with women for attention, and that they're worried that some of the chads out there aren't paying them enough attention. But the good men are still good, they just now see them as bad, or more precisely don't see them altogether, because they don't meet up to the standards of the chad they banged on a one-night stand a few years back. The men haven't disappeared. Women's standards have gone up. Then there are also the female sports fans out there. Many women try and get together with the players, but they just aren't beautiful enough. So instead they put on their local sports ball jersey and hang out at the game, maybe looking for a male fan that can afford season tickets, and they can convince him to sell them and take her to Bali so she can meet some rich expat influencer on the beach that's escaped the Western country that she helped vote to destroy. If a sports fan has that kind of money to throw around, then he must have other wealth that she can get her perfectly manicured talons on, to increase her odds of finding the man that she really wants. Also remember that wealthier guys have wealthier friends. So if she dates a well-to-do guy, then she can be friends with his friends, and if the relationship turns sour, she can try and poach one of them with her puss. Remember that when you break up with a woman, she tries to take your social support network with her. And if she finds someone better in your circle, you know she might go for him because of hypergamy. Women must be pissed off these days when they get taken advantage of by a chad and he never even sticks around long enough to introduce them to his friends, even though he introduced her to his schwing schwang. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Kiri for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are trying to smash down my virtual door because they can't find the men that they really want in their life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that literally destroy their own nations so that the wealthy men they want can leave their countries so they can identify them more easily and then follow them to foreign lands to try and get together with them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.